Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Campaign Supernova.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Hump Day. It's time for the news. Let's go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that we can't raise funds for the first responders.
Get it out.
Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th through October 11th, 2020. Go to www.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more information or to make a donation. Thank you.
Just click right. The big donate button on there. That's the way.
This is going to be a little messy. I'm trying to sort of clean up a couple stories or at least address a couple things that were sent in to me, and then I'll try to get to the nonsense we're used to doing around right. here. So as far as the super spreader event that I had mentioned, mm-hmm. someone wrote in and said it was, you know, it was referred to as a conference in a few of the stories I've read. This texter wrote in and said something to the effect that it was a closed event. That super spreader event was a Biogen conference. They are a biotech company. Oh. Another one said the conference in Boston was in February. So there's a bunch of texts referring to that. But what it comes down to is about 200 people attended this Biogen meeting in Massachusetts. And they say more than 90 infections were traced to it in Massachusetts. And they say as many as 20,000 worldwide once they started following, or what do they call that? Tracing that.
Right.
So that's what it comes down to, is that they spent a couple days in close quarters, shaking hands, eating together, attending, you know, different meetings. They say there was very little ventilation, if any.
Right.
So what it comes down to is that that was one event that they were able to look at and go, this sent that all over the world. And
right.
we're talking about coronavirus and COVID-19 now. So
and that's,
anyway,
in the days before, you know, that's a month before we went into major lockdown. I mean, that's just, you know, maybe it was already too late. My God, to think that 20,000 cases came from this one meeting is insanity.
Right. So, and that's, you know, it is what it is, in the sense
right.
that meeting went down and no one, I think, had any, you know, idea.
Well, look, right? The Tuesday before we stopped broadcasting from work, we had Yul on from last season of Survivor, mm-hmm. and we were joking about it. We stood with our hands by our sides and all stood a few feet apart and took a picture, and then we all slung our arms around each other. Oh, come on, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows that thing is not happening here. It's America. The end.
Okay. another thing that I was, some more texts that we've got sent in, by the way, people still love the shower beer. That is a big subject.
Oh, that
apparently.
Does seem to, even Jane is, she calls it the power shower.
What?
She told me a whole long story about it. I'm like, well, that, I guess her college boyfriend turned her on to the power shower. And she
and that's
is
when you,
a big advocate of it.
Of the shower beer.
Yes.
She calls it the power shower. Oh, okay.
You know, you're not just showering, you're taking a power shower. Like, let's keep this buzz rolling.
All right. a lot of people, as I did the story about the protests, the riots, and all of this coming out of the shooting of yet another black person by white police, people have written in, and that's fine, and I encourage you all to do that. But one person was saying, those people helping the police were Minutemen. And I can tell you that I've read multiple stories. The story where I used the word vigilante was, I'm citing it as CBS News.
Yeah.
So they used the term vigilante. Now, Minutemen is an old term that I don't know if they're sanctioned in Kenosha, which is where riots happened.
I'm thinking that you can call yourself whatever you want. You don't run through the streets gunning people down. I'm sorry. There's no scenario where that's allowed. Even if the police are like, oh, hey, guys, you know, boy, thanks. Sorry, taxpayers are not paying you. We don't need you. Get the out of here.
Well,
shooting people down in the street. Way to help
that's
things.
That's one of the arguments that I was sent, and I just wanted to mention that my source for that story when I did it was CBS News. So if that's
right,
liberal media bullcrap, I don't know what to tell you. I'm actually on the run from a fire and am doing the best I can to stay up on all the stories of the day. But, you know, if you're more qualified to report on that, you should do that.
You should get a radio show, and you should report on it. That's what you should do. Thanks.
Anyway, so that I just wanted to mention those things real quick because, look, I do understand there's a couple sides to things, but I'm not trying to put out misinformation. Vigilante is the word used in the CBS News story, and Minutemen are someone that are sanctioned. So if this guy was sanctioned, I think the police are probably going to be in trouble too. And if he was sanctioned, then I don't think the police would even be looking for him, would they?
No, it doesn't seem like they would be. And also, I'm pretty sure that there's militias, unsanctioned militias that have popped up and called themselves Minutemen in the past. That is not something that Americans are, by and large, down with.
Anyway.
But someone running through a street shooting at people who are protesting, and I don't know what the protest was doing at that point. Maybe it was going crazy. I don't think anyone needs to get the death penalty for that, and certainly not by some podunk jerk with a gun. Ooh, I'm getting mad.
Well, that's one way to put it. Anyway, I just wanted to clean that up. I don't know if we did.
No, I think
next
so.
Next story.
I think we might have made it messier, but, you know, listen, I'm a little done with that.
Yeah, well, anyway, this next story, look, conflict resolution is an important part of any relationship. It's difficult to live in close space with someone. And you will have conflict, and dealing with that successfully is a skill. And it takes
effort. There's tricks.
Effort.
There's tricks to it. Everybody has, there's something will work with someone. And, if you've been in a relationship long enough and successfully, but you've got to figure those out and you've got to, be able to successfully deal. How are you doing? You guys seem to have it down. You went to some training classes for that.
Or are you asking this reporter about his actual life?
I am. I'm actually asking that reporter.
In general, we are very good, but we are also, our hands are so very full that we don't have time to deal with ourselves in any way, shape, or form. So that's is that good, bad? I don't know.
It can be bad because they can fester. You need to talk.
But what I wanted to mention here is I can see this couple was already on the rocks.
Oh.
A guy in Easton, Pennsylvania, was loading stuff into his trunk on Sunday afternoon when his 43-year-old estranged wife, Deborah Cancel, showed up. Apparently, they're already apart. On top of that, they start arguing. And while Deborah was talking, the guy just turned around and started ignoring her and started loading his trunk back up. He was done talking, and she snapped.
Oh, boy.
One too many times, sir, apparently, because she stabbed him in the back 2 times.
Oh,
he was taken to the hospital.
Personal and violent.
By the paramedics, and she was charged with assault. And it just reminds me that, that whole, I'm done talking to you, even though you're not done talking to me. Or the old calm down when you're already
losing. Oh, you did
losing.
Not just tell me to calm down. I know you did not just say that.
Right. So let that be a lesson to those of you out there. Now, I don't expect anyone. I'm not trying to say you stabbing is okay. It's not. But I do think that
there's a little psycho inside every single one of us. And if you just the right combination of words and looks, oh boy.
It would have been a good idea to just finish that conversation before you drove away. But all right, whatever.
No, don't put it on him. It's, you know, sometimes you are done talking and because the other person has a knife and you think they won't stab me. I can't talk to the person with a knife. And then you're wrong. And it's really not. Don't blame him. That's
all
her.
Right.
When you resort to stabbing, the words were done anyway, lady.
I meant to mention this yesterday, and it's been going around, and I think it's funny, and it's probably very much a great way to, a great coping skill.
Okay.
So this guy was on Twitter, and it's this. His post is going viral as he's talking about frolicking. Now, frolicking.
I'm sorry.
I guess I should have
cut out. Let me. Can I hear what it was again? One more time. You're on Twitter. It went viral. What did he say?
Frolicking.
Oh, the frolicking story. Oh, I've been wanting to hear the frolicking story. Yes.
I mentioned this yesterday and never got around to
it.
But this guy had made a post on Twitter, and he's promoting frolicking. He literally is just running around in a field happy, and he says, quote, "I frolicked for the first time today." Y'all ever frolic before? Why no one ever why no one ever tell me about this?
Oh, Twitter speak.
Then it was followed up. Just frolic. I promise you'll feel better. And I do think.
Did you try it?
That nonsense can improve your mood. And frolicking is nonsense.
I agree.
Running around.
Let goofy rule. You know, let go ahead and laugh at yourself and frolic and roll. It's good for yourself. You don't do it. Who does that? But those are the happy people, I guess. Let it go.
Right.
I love that. So he's going viral now and everyone's like frolicking.
As grown-ups, we have a tendency to be so busy with so much stuff, even during good times. Like, forget about adding to it a pandemic and, you know,
a wildfire.
Historic wildfires. In general, we still have a ton of stuff on our list to do. You just go, frolicking, come on. But actually, whatever nonsense you can find yourself doing, hopscotch, frolicking, jump rope, whatever
doing
kind of
doing a radio
nonsense
show
can,
and being all crazy. Whoa!
Whatever, sure. Whatever nonsense you can find, I think it will help you cope with some of this crap. Because, man,
absolutely.
Some of this is just crap. Oof.
That almost makes me wish that I was on Twitter so I could frolic. I suppose I could.
How about a couple fast facts for you?
All right, I like those. Those are happy.
Fast facts, usually.
Fast facts.
Smuckers actually cuts the crust off of normal sandwiches to make Uncrustables. Then they send the crust out to be used as animal feed.
Oh. Well, I didn't know they had something called Uncrustables, but why wouldn't they? Smuckers. With a name like that, it's got to have no crust on it.
Grocery stores sell a total of $5.5 billion worth of impulse buy items in the checkout line every year.
Oh, well, I'm standing
5.5 billion.
It's been a long time since I had a Twix. Yeah, I like those. And especially if you have kids with you, forget it. Oh, my God. And then you feel guilty for, like, reading a tabloid. You know, all right, I'll just buy it, even though I don't give a rat's ass about it. I look through the whole damn thing in line. I guess I should buy this.
Is it wrong just to put it back on the shelf?
Apparently, they'll give you the dirty look. I don't need those, you know.
Just don't wrinkle it. It's fine.
I don't know. It seems wrong. It seems like I should buy it, you know.
Friends.
Back to business.
Right. Friends went through three other titles first. Insomnia Cafe. Six of One.
Six of One.
And Friends Like Us.
Oh. And then they just went, it's called Friends.
Friends.
Oh, I didn't get my. Damn it. That's Friends was the way to go with that. Six of One, no.
Agreed.
Couldn't they have just called it Central Perk? Why do they have to call it Insomnia Cafe? Was that going to be the name of it?
I don't know.
Friends like us, I guess, would have worked. I don't know. It's hard to re-envision something that you know so well with another title or, you know, another something on it, because you already know it so well. It's like, if you say Friends, like even when you said Friends, that's like, I didn't think about my actual friends. I thought of the show Friends.
Right.
I know I'm not in time with it, but it's so
you
fun
sounded
to laugh.
Perfect. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here are some of the stuff you guys sent. 707 says, I love it. Frolicking. Nonsense. I needed that. Thank you.
I might have to find a field to frolic in. Although
408 says, when I'm in a bad mood, I like to skip. Brings me back to childhood. Always makes me feel better.
Skipping is kind of fun. Like, you forget about skipping when you're a grown up. And then you see someone skipping and you try it and you're like, oh, it's easy. It's easier than I thought that was just for kids. But maybe I'll try skipping today on my way to the bank.
I'm going to read this one, but go ahead and let me handle it. 530 says, Sarah, conflict resolution. Stop talking over Vinny. Listen, we are working from opposite sides of the Bay Area through a cell phone at the moment. So we're doing all we can.
There are massive delays. Oh, sorry, I'm probably talking over you right now because there seemed like a pause, but you maybe had already started talking before we don't know. We're trying.
We're doing the best we can. I promise you, no one's taking what we're doing here as a team personally. We're just trying to get through this as best we can. I believe. Yes.
We're going to. I've been trying. Have you noticed? I've been trying to raise my hand when I want to say a thing because I know that I'm like, maybe I won't step on top of him. So we're trying. We are doing our best here.
Let's see. You know what? I'm going to break and we'll do the rest of your texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.